Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God,
Saint John Chrysostom,
pray for
us. Our Lady of Victories.
Pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Today I thought I would give you, a little bit of the fruits of the retreat that I attended down in the seminary. The whole retreat was based on the little flower, Saint Therese, and her doctrine of the little way and how it applies, obviously, to the spiritual life and many other things. And I'm thinking tomorrow will be a bigger sermon on that. But one thing I want to speak about today, because it is, after all, a Saturday, the day dedicated to Our Lady, is Our Lady of the Smile. And those of you that aren't too familiar with devotion to Saint Therese, Our Lady of the Smile was a big part of her life. If you remember, as a child, Saint Therese was very sensitive. She lost her mother. I think Saint Therese was only about 4 years old or so. And from being a very cheerful, happy-go-lucky kind of girl, she then turned into a very sensitive girl and would cry over just about anything. And then after she had cried, she felt bad. So as she put it in her autobiography, she would cry over having cried. And she was extremely sensitive. And then at some point, she developed scruples, and which were very bad. And then on top of it, her sister, whom she looked up to so much, went away to the convent. So now she lost her second mother. And that's the way that she viewed it anyway. She was just a little girl at this point. And she developed some sort of a mental issue, I believe. Some say that it actually was diabolic, a possession or obsession in her case, because she would wake up in the middle of the night with terrors, and she would see these most terrible figures that frightened her so much. And she knew what was going on in her own mind. She knew she was alert and everything, but she couldn't control herself and what she would think or see. And she knew that it was causing other people to suffer an awful lot too. Well, here's where Our Lady of the Smile comes into the picture. In the bedroom of the little flower, there's a statue of Our Lady. And they were all very devoted to that. And on this one particular occasion, Saint Therese was lying in bed ill and just screaming out for the different names. And all her sisters came around. And at this point, I believe the father was out of town and wasn't there to help in this situation. So the three older sisters were surrounding her bed and very much afraid for Saint Therese. And so they all knelt around her bed, and there they prayed to the statue of Our Lady. And Saint Therese noticed it too and started praying to Our Lady at the same time. And all of a sudden, Saint Therese notices that the statue comes alive and actually smiles. And it was the smile of Our Lady that cured Saint Therese of whatever ailment she had. It completely cured her, and from that day on, she was completely better. All the sisters that surrounded her bed, they knew that something had happened, because when Saint Therese had fallen back into her bed peaceful, they knew that she had received a special grace from Our Lady. And but that statue was actually Our Lady of Victory and later became known as Our Lady of the Smile. And that statue is now in Lisieux in the Carmelite convent there, right above the relics of the little flower. So you can still see it when you go there. But Our Lady of the Smile, that should be a great devotion to all of us. You ever notice in the life of Saint Therese, in all of her pictures, She's always got a smile. In just about every one of her pictures, it's just a faint smile. And that was actually her weapon against all the attacks of the devil. It was her refuge. She always, you might say, flew to the smile, whatever. She used it as a means of overcoming herself and of diffusing bad situations. So she would use laughter in many situations. For instance, this one nun was very sensitive, and same thing. She would oftentimes just break down into tears over pretty much nothing. And Saint Therese tried to cure her many times, but to no avail. Eventually she got the idea. Well, because Saint Therese was an artist, she would paint on these seashells. So eventually she came up with the idea for this nun to get her to stop crying. She said, okay, you can cry, but you must follow this advice. Handed her the shell and said, you're only permitted, you have to hold the seashell under your eye and catch every tear, and you're only permitted enough tears that will fill one of these seashells, and no more. And she burst out laughing, the nun did, and it cured her of her oversensitivity. And other nuns would get on her nerves in the convent. She would simply smile at them. And so much so that the one nun in particular, whom Therese really couldn't stand, came to St. Therese one day and asked her, what is it about me that you like so much? Because you're always, whenever you come to me, you're always smiling. It seems so cheerful. What is it? If only that nun knew what was going on really inside of St. Therese, but she forced a smile. And it was that way her whole life long. She had a devotion to Our Lady of the Smile, and the smile was a big part of her spiritual life. Her spiritual life, by the way, is one of those, her little way is one that makes you focus on something outside of yourself. You're not turned inward thinking about how much progress am I making and do I have this virtue. You're not looking at yourself so much. You're looking at others. And she used a smile as a means of drawing attention away from herself. See, if you're in a bad mood or something and you're grumbling, or just sour-faced or anything like that, see, you draw attention to yourself. But if you smile, if you can force just that faint smile on your face, then you no longer draw that attention to yourself. Now the attention goes elsewhere. You're sort of hiding your sufferings from others, and as St. Therese would try to do, hide them from God too. That is, don't be a burden to God or to your fellow man. Smile. Offer up your crosses the best you can. But one final little story from the life of St. Therese, which I didn't know actually. You know that she had tuberculosis, and essentially she was suffocating. She was supposed to have died in August, and all the doctors thought she was going to die sometime in August, but she lasted all the way until the last day of September. All during that time, because of the way tuberculosis works, there's a lot of pain and everything, but also there's the suffocation aspect of it. And so she was actually suffocating and many times could not breathe. But she would continue to just play it off and offer it up to God and said that God will not abandon her because God loves her and she loves God. But towards the end of her life, in her last days, she would have to go up the stairwell to get to her room in her cell in the convent. And she was so out of breath that she would have to stop at each step and actually turn around and sit down to catch her breath. And then she'd go up one more step and sit down again until she reached the top. And that's a good lesson for us, that no matter how bad things get in our life, no matter how hard, we just keep going forward in the spiritual life. And even if it's one step at a time and you need a little break, you keep muscling through. But always remember, we all have to try this. Do all of it, all of our efforts in the spiritual life. Do it all with a smile. And that is such a very important part. It can change your whole mood, your whole outlook on life, just a simple little smile. So let's today pray to Our Lady of the Smile, who's really Our Lady of Victories, to help us gain victory after victory in the spiritual life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.